really disappointed with what he has said to the media. It wasn't what I said at all. It's outrageous misrepresentation of the chat that we had at the Europeans. I'm not gonna deny that I didn't say anything at all. But what I did say was, in complete tongue in cheek, in a jokey environment, we're all having fun, high spirits at the Europeans, and it was after our race, and I, in a joking way, said, "Mo, I'm European champion." That was it. That was the sole. Like, I don't know where he's got. I can't remember where his tweets are. That I don't discard him as British. Like, you don't deserve to win the year, to have gold. You should give it to me. Like that. It's complete lies. Complete lies. And his media team have been, or his management team have been, very, very snide at trying to make me out to be the complete bad guy here, when he was just getting a bit of bad press.
So at no point, you're saying at no point did you say that he effectively was, in inverted commas, what's being called a plastic Brit or anything to that effect?
No, not at all, not at all. I've known Mo for years. I don't know when I first met him, probably 2003 or something like that. You know, we're talking the 12 years ago that I met him. Like, I consider myself quite, we weren't best of friends, but I considered like we were like kind of pals, I suppose. You know, we got on well at teams. I was delighted when we both finished first and second in the 10K. Like, it was a great moment for Britain, and I was really pleased that it was two Brits that got the top two spots. You know, then I was the first one to congratulate him. You know, I celebrated with him. And it was a great time for kind of Great Britain that night. And so it's annoyed me that he's come out and said this. It really has.
I mean, yeah, obviously, I know you should have had your debate on social media. There's a danger of it becoming tit for tat. I mean, where do you go from here now? Because obviously, I presume Mo hasn't contacted you personally since it all kicked off.
When I heard that he said something, that something had come out in the media or in the press conference, I immediately tried to contact his management team just to say, look, if you were unhappy with anything that I said, I'm sorry. And I did actually say it in the message anyway. I said it in the message. I said, I'm sorry if anything that I said did offend you, or, you know, it wasn't meant like that. It was meant completely in jest and like in a lighthearted manner. We were just having a bit of fun. But, you know, no one's got back to me. None of his management team has contacted me or anything like that. Yeah, so it's a poor way of handling this on his side, I think. It's very poor. He's just completely gone from, you know, a little bit of unpopular to, like, making me, you know, like, trying to brand me something that I'm not.
Would you want a chance to maybe discuss it face to face with Mo and you know,
yeah,
get this all out in the open?
Yeah, there's nothing more than I would like right now than a two-way press conference or something, or like a double press conference where we can actually discuss what happened, because what he said is not what I said.
Where do you go from here? I mean, what's next now? You've contacted Mo's team, they haven't responded. You're saying he's basically falsely representing you in public. What's next? What do you do now?
I don't know. What can I do? There's you know, he's played the cheap shot. He's played the card, and you know what? Well, I don't know what I can do. All I can say is, like, it's annoying that every newspaper seems to print something without getting my side of the story. Only one paper, I think, actually phoned me. But what they didn't tell me was exactly what he said. They just kind of overviewed, he brought up the discussion that we had. So I assumed that Mo had said the correct thing. And it looks like I then agreed with what was written. But I didn't actually find out the full story of what he had said. Otherwise, I would have dismissed it there.
Mm. I mean, tweets, Andy, tweets are written and sent in seconds, aren't they? If you could go back to Tuesday evening, would you have your time again and not write the original tweet?
Well, yeah, hindsight's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a horrible thing, actually. If I knew it was going to cause all this trouble, I wouldn't have, but it was just a kind of harmless tweet, really. Again, like, nothing really meant by it. It was just an opinion that there is truth to it. I wasn't saying anything wrong. I wasn't saying anything spiteful, anything offensive. I wasn't saying anything personal. It was, it was just a tweet that it was one of those cases where I said what everyone was thinking. That's exactly what it was.
You're an active tweeter, Andy. Does something like this sort of put you off social media? Does it make you think about having a break or coming off it?
I won't come off it. I'll probably think twice before I tweet again. But it just shows the power of something like this. Mm. And the fact that, you know, a story comes out and everyone believes it straight away. And without getting my side of the story. It's almost like you don't need evidence. You don't need to prove that someone did something or said something. You can write it and that's it. Like, you've destroyed someone.
Mm. To sort of wrap it all up, do you think the reaction to, first of all, from Mo and from everything else that's gone with it, do you think that means that your original tweet touched a bit of a nerve?
Yeah, it must have been. I mean, I don't think it was actually Mo that was sending the tweets.
Who do you think it was?
I'm not gonna say, but I don't think that he is actually that kind of person. I think his Twitter account is managed by someone else. That's kind of common knowledge anyway. It's been said quite a few times, but I'm not sure. Yeah, obviously in his camp it touched a nerve, whether it was him or not. Obviously it sparked something anyway.
Yeah. Finally, what about your own fitness? Because obviously all of this overshadows the fact you are an athlete and you are hoping to get back on track sometime soon. I know you've already said to us a few weeks ago that the Worlds were looking extremely unlikely for you. I mean, how do you assess things now as we sort of start to shake up?
They're looking a lot more likely now.
Right.
I'm back up to about 80 miles this week, I reckon I'll do. 75 to 80 anyway. I've done two sessions this week. Starting to run pain free, and so it's looking good now. It's not a guarantee. The world champs won't be a guarantee. I still have to get out there and do a lot of hard work and get the training in and build back my fitness and strength. Fingers crossed, I'll get there, and hopefully I will be lining up against him again.
I was going to say, I mean, that's another. Does that add some extra steel to things now? Thinking that might happen.
I don't know. Like, I don't want any of this. Like, I would rather just forget this and, you know, and move on, become teammates again. He kind of said there's history between us. I was unaware of the history. If that one remark that I did make in jest was so terrible, then all I can do is apologise, and I did mean no offence by it. I hope it's not good when you don't get on with your teammates. So I'd rather just say, you know, what said was said, get on with it. I'd prefer it if he came on and retracted his statement a little bit. That would do me a favour, because it is misrepresented and false.